I'm chatting to you from Mauritius, an island paradise in the Indian Ocean. Our three phrasal verbs today are hang up, come up, and hold on. Let's start with hang up. Hang up can have two meanings. The first is to fasten something from an elevated position so that it hangs down unsupported. For example, you can hang up flags, you can hang up lights, or you can hang up clothes. That's the most obvious one. The second one is to hang up a phone, to end a conversation, either by putting back the receiver or by hanging up because someone had attacked you or had been aggressive to you. I'll give you some sample sentences. I hung up my clothes on the washing line. Remember that the past tense of hang up, when you're talking about clothes, is hung up. Sample sentence. Hang up the receiver once the conversation is finished. Now the receiver is hung up. The idea of hanging up the receiver comes from the old days when telephones were wall mounted and when you hung up the receiver after you had completed the call. Third sample sentence. I hung up when the woman started shouting at me on the telephone. Now for the second phrasal verb, come up. We will examine three different meanings. The first one is to think of an idea or a plan. My husband came up with the brilliant idea of a holiday in Mauritius. Another example would be, the resort manager came up with the idea of sunset concerts at the pool. The second meaning, the man came up to me to offer me a coconut drink.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Coconut?
Yes, please. Thank you. The third meaning is to happen. Example sentence. Something came up, so unfortunately, my husband could not join me at the beach. The third phrasal verb we will discuss is hold on, and we will look at three different meanings. The first meaning is to hold on tightly with your hands. Sample sentence. Hold on tightly when you ski. If you don't, this is what happens.
Whoa.
If you do, this is what happens. The second meaning of hold on is to wait. Here is a sample sentence. I said to my guide, please hold on while I photograph these beautiful water lilies. Hold on in this case means please wait. The third meaning of hold on is an expression, it's an informal expression of surprise or confusion. It can also be an expression that asks for clarification. Here is an example. Hold on, isn't that the Picasso triggerfish we saw underwater yesterday?
Yes, it is.
And this brings us to the end of the Mauritius phrasal verb video. All I'd like to say, it's time to hang up, but I'm glad that we came up with this brilliant idea. And finally, this holiday, I've learned to hold on.